This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we're joined by Gerard Moynihan from Moynihan Lumber, but also the founder, one of the founders of the North Shore Student Athlete Program, and the 25th anniversary of the program is this year. And Tuesday is the 25th luncheon, dinner, whatever it is. It's at noontime now at the Salem Country Club, honoring past winners and, of course, the current winners from this year. Gerard, congratulations, and it looks like a big day coming up.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, it is, it's marvelous to think that the thing has now achieved this milestone of 25 years, and we're thrilled at the way the program has developed. I'm delighted with the support that we get from the area high schools, the youngsters that we have honored. They are just so terrific. I have told you this before. We've talked about this before. Anybody asks me what is the strength of your program, I just simply list the names of those people who have won, because they are just outstanding youngsters. And I say youngsters, some of them now are well beyond their high school years, but they're doing wonderful things in the communities and just great kids. And I'm thrilled with that.
You know, I know a lot of them have moved away. They have careers that just like other folks would do. Yet some of them are still around here. And one of the very first winners, right, is Ted Betancourt, mayor of Peabody, the first student athlete of the year on the male side.
Teddy was our first winner, and he was joined that year by Lauren Maney George. Both were outstanding basketball players. Both, incidentally, went to Holy Cross. And we're outstanding athletes there, and are both members of the Holy Cross Athletic Hall of Fame. They were Patriot League champions and Patriot League All-Stars while they were at Holy Cross. They have done wonderful since then. Obviously, most people are aware of all of the things that Teddy has done, and of course, being mayor of Peabody. And then Lauren her resume is absolutely splendid. In addition to the fact that she's now a mother and raising children, and just two great people. And one thing that we're delighted with is we have them both coming back next Tuesday to help us celebrate 25 years. So we're thrilled to have them come back again.
I know that sounds that should be a great addition to the luncheon on Tuesday. When you look back at all the people that have won, whether it be a monthly winner, an annual winner, I'm sure the annual winners certainly stand out. You know, who does stand out to you, Gerard? I mean, because these are kids that do so well in the classroom and then do well athletically as well. But certainly standing out in the classroom is one of the big keys here.
Well, I think the important thing for me has always been the work that these youngsters have to do and the discipline they have to show in order to be both good athletes and good students. The way this program all began, Bill, very simply, I was watching my daughter Kerry play. She was a three-sport athlete at Our Lady of Nazareth in Wakefield, and she was third in her class of 85, and I saw how much she worked, and I saw how much two of her friends, who played also three sports, the way they had to discipline themselves in order to work, and I just thought, right then, that we should have a program that honored young people and do it on a regular basis, so that the idea being that these kids are doing this all during the year, regardless of the sport, we should be covering them and we should be highlighting them as much as possible, because they are the true models that kids should look up to in high schools. And I just feel that the whole idea here is that these kids are really special. And in the 25 years that we've had this program now, I can tell you that, I mean, it's hard for me to believe this, but over 450 youngsters have won a monthly award. And then, of course, we have our annual winners of the Athlete of the Year, Student Athlete of the Year Award. But all of these kids are just terrific. To me, there's so many of them that resonate with me. I think we've just talked about Teddy and Lauren, but I think about someone like Becky Blazer, who was just a terrific athlete at Masconomet, and then went from Masco to Harvard. And then what stands out, Becky, was that in her sophomore year, I think it was, she had a very bad injury and was unable to play collegiate athletics again. But she had the wherewithal and the ability to continue at Harvard, to complete her education, to be able to take that discipline and training that she had on the sports fields and translate that into her studies. And I mean, she even actually worked as a sports reporter, and then for a long time was the Mass Golf Association.
Those were her dark days. She was a sports reporter, right?
Yeah. And then she has been for a long time the Mass Golf Association's, I guess you'd call her publicity director. Yeah. And the other businesses, she's now the wife of the golfer Frank Vanna, and they have a family. I mean, it's just a great story. Then we have Shalane Flanagan. I mean, how can you not think about Shalane Flanagan, who has done so much in terms of running? And I remember specifically when she won the second time. She was the first person to win twice, first girl to win twice. And I said to her, the night that she won, I was talking to her and her mother, and I said, "What would you like to do next, Shalane?" And she said, "I'd like to be an Olympian, Mr. Moynihan." And it was such an amazing thing for her to say at that time, and look, she did it. She's done it, and she's been such an amazing runner. And, wow, just a great, great kid and a great career. And God bless her, she's still running, which is wonderful. But there have been so many. I would certainly want to mention a couple of other people that, to me, were just the things that they did. Someone like Jim Eunice. Jim, as you remember, was just as good a high school football player as you'd ever want to see. I saw him as early as his freshman year at Gloucester. He was just terrific. And he got a full scholarship to Boston College. And then, if you remember, he had the concussion problem and he had to give up playing football. And he said, "Well, if I can't play football, I'm at a wonderful school. I'm going to make the most of Boston College." And he did. And he came back and at one of the luncheons and talked to us about how he had to change his idea from having that thought that I'm going to be a number one draft choice in the NFL to no NFL at all, but having that, again, we go back to that being a student. You always had that other thing that you can fall back on, and he did. And it's just another one of the wonderful stories. And just one that I was reading about a couple of weeks ago, Matt Antonelli. Matt from St. John's Prep was a three-sport kid. He was a terrific athlete. I saw him play often. I thought he was a marvelous kid. If you remember, Bill, he wanted to be a professional baseball player. That was his goal, and he went after it. Got all the way up, did get, I believe, with the San Diego team. I think he was up to the major leagues, but he was a Triple-A player for some time. Now he's back in the area, but there again, there's so much there that he can call on, and you know he's going to be a success no matter what he does now that he's back.
Yeah. You know, when I talk with the monthly winners, you know, I'm struck by how unique they are in all their different interests, aside from just athletics, classrooms, academics. You know, obviously there are some things are the same, but their extracurriculars they all have them. They're very special people. They're very busy people. They're very disciplined people. For young people, so they break that mold of some of our sort of stereotypes that we think of with young people or are looking at our own lives when we're young, to be honest with you. But anyways, they are so well organized and they do have a lot together. They've got family support, which is so important, it seems, in so many of these cases, and good support with their athletic teams. And they really enjoy what they do athletically and also academically. So you got to do both to be at a point to win something like this, a monthly award such as this. And the other key here, Gerard, is they're nominated by their schools. I mean, it's not like there's a group of people that goes out scouring, because that would be very easy pickings to find great kids. You know, but these are kids that have been nominated by either their coach or athletic director or someone within the school generally.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things that we wanted to do at the very beginning of the program, was to make sure that the kids met the requirements of having done well in the sport in the particular month that they're nominated, but also that their grades would be or better in all subjects. And that was really important to us, so that each time a youngster is nominated, it goes through the school so that we know what that academic record is. The other part that I think is very important, two other parts that I think are essential to the program. One is that all sports are treated equally. You and I know that the major, the big sports get most of the play in the papers, be it the basketball or hockey and football and baseball. But we wanted to make sure right from the get-go that every youngster, no matter what team he played for, no matter what sport he was in, all treated the same. And that's the way it's been from day one. And the third thing was that these selections, as you know, are made by the sports writers who cover these kids all during the year. Nobody else votes, just the people who cover them. And I know you've been privy to the discussions, Bill. You know the sincerity that the guys bring to it when they make these selections. I have been amazed at the way they have, and I'm talking about the committee members now, and particularly Phil Stacey and Steve Krause and Nick Kukuru, the way that these guys sit down and talk about this. And this has been going on right since the very beginning. At that time when we started, it was Paul Halloran was the sports editor at the Item. I believe Paul Layton was involved in the early going. I know you were, Bill, but the idea was that every time that you discussed these youngsters, there was nothing political. It was just strictly who was the best athlete and who was the best student, and it was all based on what they actually had accomplished. And that's one thing that I'm really proud of, is the fact that any one of these kids that we name, they won this award. Nobody gave it to them in any way, shape, or form. They won it.
Yeah, I'll give one more shout-out name to Dan Harrison, who just left as sports editor at Newburyport. He was very active in this. Yep. And he was always at events, always at games, very, very active. And so he's been very instrumental in this, I know, in the last several years as well.
I think one of the other things that's been really good about the program is that the youngsters who have won have come from all the different high schools. It's not just the high schools that are in Division One or stuff like that. Every kid has been treated the same. And I think of, again, we were talking about double winners. How about Emily Lanois from Hamilton Wenham? Just terrific. And just recently for us, Katarina Rocha at Peabody, a terrific track star. If you recall, both she and Emily were terrific track stars. Yeah. But anytime I look at any of these youngsters, and normally you've heard me say this before, Bill, when we get to the luncheon, I normally tell everybody, if you want to know what this program is about, just look at the program. All you need to do is read those names, because this is nothing more than a history of North Shore sports. These kids have all contributed in a great way. And I would make this point to you. We've discussed this. You've heard us talk about this before. We're always amazed at the quality of youngsters we get. And once we get to know them a little bit in June, afterwards we say, gee, how can we top that? Will there be somebody out there who will be as good as, say, a Becky Blazer or any of the others that we've mentioned here today? Craig Milkars comes to mind. A youngster went to MIT, just terrific kid. From Salem. We've had so many, but the thing is that the quality of the winner has stayed consistently strong, so that you can say, wow, these kids have maintained this high standard through all of the 25 years, that's terrific for me.
Gerard, I also noticed that there are other awards given out at this event, so to speak, let's say on Tuesday. So what are some of those other awards that are given out?
Well, Bill, I'm so glad you asked that question, because what the luncheon has really become is kind of a celebration of sport on the North Shore, and we've tried in several different ways to recognize those people who make it so special. First of all, we have two Lifetime Achievement Awards, one for someone who has worked within the school system for years, either as a coach, athletic director, what have you. And then there's the people who have been involved in sports but not necessarily working for the high school. Like, for example, you are, Bill. You're a person who has been involved for all these years and has won this award but didn't work at the high schools. So we have those two awards. Then we have the postgraduate award, which we give to a student athlete, either one of our winners or someone who would have been a winner had the program been, prior to 1991. Mm-hmm. Anybody who was prior to 1991 never had a chance to win this award, but we asked them to come back and say what it was like for them. So we've had a, just a terrific group of people who have returned. Like, for example, we were talking about Lauren Maney and Ted Betancourt. They both won the postgraduate award. Becky Blazer did. Jim Eunice did. Craig Mailcars did. Allie Conley, Shea Fitzpatrick. We've had so many wonderful kids who've won that award. And when you hear them come back after several years, it's terrific because you can see how much they've grown. It's really great. And then we have the other award that we're also very, very pleased about, and that's the award given to what we call, it's called the Fan Award. And the Fan Award simply goes to that person whom we see at all athletic events. You know, Bill, because you cover enough of them. Yeah. There's usually someone from a high school who is always at all the events. Doesn't matter which sport it is, they're always there. That's another one of our awards. And the final one is the Participation Award, which is given to that high school, which is hands us necessarily the most nominations, but rather those nominations that are absolutely terrific. And some schools do a magnificent job of doing that. And so that award is given each year. So all of those awards just simply add to what happens to the student-athlete winners. And we also, one other point I would like to make, because you've heard me say this a number of times, we recognize that no student-athletes ever get here without the enormous support of coaches and athletic directors, all the way up from the time they're in, they're just starting out in sports and peewee leagues and that kind of stuff. And most of all, it's their families. Who goes to the practices early in the morning? Who's at every game? Who's always cheering the youngsters on, no matter what the score is? So we like to honor the families of the two winners. And in honoring those two families, we're literally saying all the families who support all these youngsters. That's a part of the program that I'm very pleased with and hopeful continue for years to come.
Well, what a great way to end. We'll stop there, Gerard. Congratulations, and we'll look forward to Tuesday for the 25th Student Athlete of the Year Awards and so on. Gerard, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. Gerard Moynihan with us. I'm Bill Newell on MSO New Sports.